Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. And we're very pleased to have with us a gentleman who pops up here just about once a year to update us as to what's going on at USCL. His name is Walter Collins, and he is the dean of the fine University of South Carolina, Lancaster. And Walter, you look like you're faring well. Are you okay?
Yeah, doing great. Thanks for having us back, Manny.
So we are now, let's see, we're into the 2022-2023 school year?
Our 64th year in existence.
64th
yes.
year.
Yeah, that's right.
Woo! Any big celebrations for the 64th year?
Well, we have a lot going on this fall, especially. I'll hit on some of those things shortly, but we're looking toward our 65th year now for big celebrations.
And you have been dean now for how long?
Almost 10 years. Yeah.
Golly day, 10 years. How about that?
Yeah.
All right, so for those who are not familiar with USCL, and they should be because it's a very unique school, give us an idea, you know, how many students you have down there,
absolutely.
Programs, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so we're a regional campus of the University of South Carolina. We're the oldest and largest of the regional campuses. We'll have about 1,700 students this fall, which is about where we were last year. So our enrollment is holding steady, and we are adding students to new programs, some of which I'll talk about soon. We offer associate degrees. We're technically a two-year campus, but we offer a variety of associate degrees, but also through an initiative called Palmetto College, which I've talked about on this program before. We offer now 24 bachelor degree programs in highly employable areas, including hospitality, accounting, special education, et cetera.
Now, are these all online?
So they are online degree completion programs. So students can start in person on our campuses or start in person on any campus, anywhere. And then as they matriculate into the upper division, into the junior and senior years, they can go into an online delivery mode to finish, you know, one of these 24 degrees, which makes it really flexible and affordable and, very functional for working adults.
Now, I wanted to clarify and make sure I got this right. You're the oldest, and did you say the largest?
We're the largest of the regional campuses, and that does not include Aiken, Beaufort, and Upstate campuses.
Ah.
But we're of the 4 2-year campuses, which is, you know, there are 8 campuses in the system. We're the largest and oldest of the regional campuses.
Now, when you put it all together, soup to nuts,
mm-hmm.
the main campus, the regional campuses, mm-hmm. the other campuses, mm-hmm. I mean, how many students are we talking about?
We're talking about 55,000 total with everybody all told. Yep.
And the main campus has, of that 55,000, they have?
They have about 35,000.
Right.
Yeah, and all told with the system, about 55,000.
Jeez, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, with, and this is something that I want to make sure we get cleared up because I was confused. With all the, what would I say, the decisions by the legislature
mm-hmm.
here the last year, which basically have provided a free 2-year education to those in the technical colleges.
Mm-hmm.
That does not apply to USCL.
That does not apply to USCL. However, we do still have some of the lowest tuition rates of higher education institutions in the state. We have calculated over the years students' out-of-pocket expense, and it's just $200 or $300 after scholarships and other financial aid that they are eligible for.
Really?
And so, so students can get an affordable education with the USC brand at our campus and do very well and not have the debt that's been a part of the larger national conversation recently.
And as you pointed out to me before, when you graduate, you're going to get the same diploma.
That's right. Those Palmetto College degrees that I mentioned, the 4-year degrees, they are the same exact degree that would be awarded if the student went to Columbia, went to Spartanburg, went to Beaufort to finish the degree. Yeah.
And why hassle with all that other stuff?
And that's right. You don't have living expenses in those other towns and other things that come along with living away.
So during this crazy post-pandemic era that we're in, I can't figure out what's going on, you know, worker-wise. Where are the people who used to work that kind of disappeared? Yeah. Are you having those same issues?
We are seeing some issues with hiring employees on the staff side. On the faculty side, we have not had any issues. In fact, we hired the largest group of new faculty who started this fall, probably since I became dean. So we have six brand-new faculty members in a variety of disciplines, art, history, English, psychology, nursing, and a library and science person who's our campus archivist. And so as far as faculty hiring, we have not had issues. Staff hiring has been a different animal, to say it that way. But we are also very fortunate that we hired four new staff members who started in August as well.
I'm just curious. Before the pandemic, just staff-wise, forget the faculty, you would have roughly how many people?
So applying to just your average position, probably 20 to 30.
All right.
And now we're having 8 to 12.
Oh, yeah. Geez. And when you, I'm sure you've gone back to the other 20 or 30 that you used to have, and you say, we're ready to hire you back, blah, blah, blah. And they're saying, what are they saying to you?
Yeah. But not everybody who applies is qualified,
you used to have 20.
Yeah, that's right. We did. Yeah.
And so it's just like the same story everywhere.
Yeah.
People have disappeared somewhere, don't know what's going on. Has that really impacted what you're doing, trying to get done maintenance-wise?
No, it hasn't, fortunately, so far. Now, we're kind of like always on the watch, If someone retires or resigns, we are thinking down the line, okay, what's this going to be like to fill? We do have a pretty prominent position that we're interviewing for right now, the director of our Indyland location, who will need to be somebody who can not only administratively handle the Indyland location, but who can be an outreach to that Indyland community, greater community. So that's one that we're working on right now to finish, and we're celebrating the new Indyland renovations and opening in November. So we're excited about having that.
Let's explain this to everybody. Yep. This all started, a year ago, 2 years ago?
We started offering courses in Indyland in the fall of 2018, but we were using school classrooms in the former Indyland High School.
Right.
Now we have, on the same campus, now the Indyland Middle School, we have our own renovated space that opened in August. So we started using that new space. It's a standalone building. It was the automotive technology building of the former high school. But we are using that to teach courses now, hopefully expanding to all-day operations in Indyland going forward. But,
so you're out of the high school and into the middle school.
That's right. But it's the same address because the high school became the middle school with the opening of the new high school.
And I gather all this came about as far as a satellite campus because of the tremendous growth up in Indyland?
That is correct. And I can't say enough positive things about the superintendent of the Lancaster County School District, Dr. Phipps, and the school board who approved this, 4 years ago for us to be up there. They wanted this partnership, and we were grateful that they let us use this space in their building.
So students can pretty much dovetail their work at the high school level into USCL?
They can, but that site does serve more than high school dual credit students. That site can serve any kind of student. So a traditional student who, say, lives in Tiga K and doesn't want to drive all the way down to Lancaster could come to the Indyland site to take a course, for example. And that could be a 19-year-old or 20-year-old, regular student. Many seniors, retirees in Indyland can take classes there. We can offer contract courses with business and industry in Indyland at that site. So we can teach any type of student there, not just dual credit students.
So how many students would you have, whether they be dual credit or full-time students, at Indyland?
At Indyland, probably 70 to 90 in a given semester. We offer full semester courses there, and we offer half semester courses there. And we're looking to increase that as we are able to move into daytime offerings that we couldn't do before because school was in session.
So all your courses right now are In the evenings?
Evening. That's
all
right.
Evening.
After 5:30, yeah.
Yeah, I could see, for instance, when I think about what's done here in Rock Hill with the Applied Technology Center.
That's right.
And the high schools, I mean, they got kids going in from high school classes right into their daytime classes over there.
That's right, yes. So it's a similar kind of operation.
And the kinds of courses you're offering over there?
Mostly general education courses.
Like what?
Psychology, philosophy, English, history, mathematics.
These are things that you can use for credits.
Yeah, oh yeah, for
to
degrees.
Move on.
That's
yeah,
right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But to get a to finish your degree from the University of South Carolina, you would probably have to filter back down to USCL.
You probably can't do a whole degree in just in Indiana at this time. But that's our goal, you know, a long-term goal, to offer more and a bigger variety of courses, yes.
And again, with the rapid growth that they're having up there, I would think
yeah,
it won't be long before you
that's right.
have another 1,700 students to worry about.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
All right, so back down to the main campus.
Mm-hmm.
What's new and exciting this year?
Well, we got lots to celebrate this fall. This is our 10th anniversary of the Native American Studies Center, which I've also mentioned before here. So a partnership with the city of Lancaster back in 2012 gave us the Native American Studies Center. We have 6 faculty and about 8 staff members there. We're open to the public Tuesday through Saturday, free of charge. And this is a center that, you know, preserves the tradition, history, and culture of Native Americans, especially the Catawba Nation there. And so we're excited to celebrate that 10th anniversary. There's a public celebration day on Saturday, October 8th. And the public is welcome to come. There'll be drumming demonstrations from the Catawba people. There'll be food, a food truck there. There'll be other arts and crafts demonstrations and sales as well, 10 to 5 on October 8th.
That's interesting. So are there courses that we're taking inside the...
Yes, yes. So there is a classroom there, and we regularly teach Native American studies focused courses and regular courses too. So the historian who is based at the center may teach American history there, or he may teach a Native American history course. One of the English professors who teaches there regularly teaches Native American literature, and she'll teach it there as well in the center.
So the Native American history course, did you, I mean, who designed that? What's
it's
in it?
It's an existing course within the USC curriculum.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's an existing course. We're accredited with USC Columbia,
right,
and we share a curriculum and a course listing. And so there is a Native American course that is taught. And our professor is qualified to teach that course and teaches that course in Lancaster.
You know, I'm sitting here wondering when I hear that whether, because this program now exists, whether the Catawba Indian Nation, let's say, as it looks at its future generations, whether they are interested in trying to cycle the kids down there just so they know about it.
We've had lots of conversations about that, and we've had some students do that over the years, and we're working on scholarship programs that might help those students in the future. So, yes, there has been outreach to the reservation and to Catawba people.
Are there some Catawbas themselves who are participating in the instruction?
Yes, not in the instruction. We did lose a faculty member who was Catawba, the first Catawba PhD. We lost her to the University of Tennessee, sadly, last year. But we do have 3 staff members who are Catawba,
right,
who work in the center.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I would think that would be a popular course. I mean, can you take it for a credit?
Yes. Yeah. You take it for credit. And there is a focus, a concentration on Native American studies that you can do through one of our degrees as well.
I mean, I would think, my golly, with the presence of the Catawbas and their influence growing in the community,
right,
that there will be a lot of people who would be interested in taking that course.
We have a great partnership with them, and they've been involved in our center from day one.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And, of course, we hang out here every day at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We have fresh subs and salads that are prepared right before your eyes. The magical formula, doctor and doctor, are we ready? 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Manning, this is a great show today.
Well, we try to make them good every day, kind of like what you do, Charlie.
That's right. We try to make the best sandwiches and salads every day here at Substation 2.
And that's why we tell everybody, slice, 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 garden, 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 garden.
Always fresh, always delicious.
Substation 2, Jerry Road across from Winthrop.
Founders knows you must use your best money-saving strategies to reach your full financial potential, including finding the best interest rates on your credit cards. In our current economy, you've got to make every dollar count. That's why Founders offers low balance transfer rates on all their credit cards. Get the most out of your credit card. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc to apply and save today. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in and locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
We know the type. You like to start early, finish late, make lemon squares, and make payments to the college fund from anywhere in the house. We know you rely on Comporium for the things you rely on most, like a view of the backyard. That's just a bunny, and hundreds of channels to watch, whenever you want. So, you may think of us as just your internet company, but we're more like the I didn't know they could do all that company. Comporium, always ready.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is more about property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
There are very few genuine money managers in America, and one just happens to be your neighbor. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see what a money manager can do for you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or go online to andersongriggs.com.
Let's ask the young Alex Ruffalo why he thinks people keep coming back to eat at Substation 2.
Because they can see for themselves how everything on their sandwich or salad is sliced fresh right in front of their eyes. That's why we say slice, 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 garden, garden, garden.
For lunch or dinner, make it Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. I'm whispering here because we have two doctors here, Dr. Scott Oliver and Dr. Walter Collins, and they're comparing their academic credentials. This is pretty good. We're going to see who's good, who's the best. Huh? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. You guys done? Great, great. Glad to be back here. All right, Dean Walter Collins from USCL. I am really blown away by this whole new phenomenon called esports.
Yes.
That kids who don't want to go out and kick a ball would rather, you know, do a sporting activity on their phone.
Yes.
And this is a big deal for you all?
It is, and I'm learning a lot about it. I still have a lot to learn, but we, a couple of years ago, decided to build an esports arena on campus. An arena is a fancy term for converted classroom. It sounds fancier than it is, but we're excited that this fall we opened our esports competition space, and we got about 10 or 12 students on the quote-unquote team now. It does not fall under our athletics program. We have four athletics teams that does fall under athletics and our athletics director, but this is more of a student activity, co-curricular activity, and falls under our student life area. But we are excited to cut the ribbon on that space in December. But it's ready. Students are already using it for competition. There's 12 stations, competition stations with fancy computers with lights and all kinds of stuff, and cool ergonomically designed chairs they sit in. And so we're excited to give this a whirl. Our sister campus is in Sumter and Union. have esports teams as well, and it's a growing field, as I understand it, in the High School Athletic Association as well. So
right.
They're coming right out of high school. Ready
stop,
to
stop,
do
stop,
this.
Stop, 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 stop. How does this work?
Well,
I mean, is it like an hour-long competition back and forth or something?
It can be. It can be. And it can be televised or streamed on the web. And so, as I understand it, some of the subsidiary ESPN channels do carry some of these competitions. I will say that our sister campus in Sumter has been very successful on the national stage with their team. They've had their team for 6 years, so we're just getting started. So we hope to be competitive soon. But it's a, you know, it's a great recruiting tool. It's a great way to get interested students to come to USCL. Comporium is a big out-of-the-gate sponsor. They've given us some money to as a sponsor in these first few years, and so they're going to be featured in the space as well.
And that's something. You know, this guy over here, Dr. Scott Oliver, mm-hmm. talks a lot about this blue light that comes in off of these screens.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope that
yeah.
you're telling those kids
we are.
Who are glued to that.
We yeah. are. We're talking about the safety of it all as well. That's a part of it.
But you don't have to worry about anybody going to the hospital with a broken leg.
That is true. For that, at least, you don't. That's right.
So do you see this as a recruitment tool?
Absolutely. It is a recruitment tool. It's a big thing in the York County high schools right now, too. So we're seeing a lot of the students who have come to us and have just expressed their desire to participate. They are from the Fort Mill School District and the Rock Hill School District.
Right. So. Well, I know we have an esports team right across the street here at Winthrop uh-huh. University.
Right.
And I know that's one area that, just as you are doing, that has an attraction for future students.
That's right.
It's amazing.
It is.
I guess I am becoming a curmudgeon. There's no question about it.
Well, yeah, we do hear a little bit of a few comments like that here and there.
Yeah, the world yeah. keeps changing, right?
That's right, yeah.
Now, one of the things that you all have had a lot of success with is your nursing program down at USCL. And Lord knows, particularly now with another new hospital, Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill.
That's right.
And, of course, the news about MUSC going to open a new hospital out there in Indian Land.
Right.
And the growing field of healthcare, there's a big demand.
That's right. There is. We have, for 15 years now, offered the Bachelor of Science in Nursing at USC Lancaster. Even before Palmetto College existed, it was a 2+2 degree, a collaborative arrangement with the College of Nursing at USC Columbia. And students now and have for several years been able to finish that four-year degree exclusively on our campus. So that they can do the coursework. We have Columbia faculty who reside on the Lancaster campus and teach our students in person. We also do some online instruction from the Columbia College of Nursing as well. And they can do the simulation exercises on our campus through our nursing simulation lab, which is we've had for now for 7 years. So
when they finish this coursework, they come out with a Bachelor of Science degree in nursing?
That's correct. Awarded by the College of Nursing, USC Columbia.
Now, what about the RN? Is that part of this?
So that's right. So people with this degree are not necessarily RNs. They do have to sit for the NCLEX, which is a national nursing exam. That usually the first administration of that exam is usually in June after they graduate in May. And we have very strong success, very high success on that exam. Usually 100% of our students pass the national Ooh. Exam.
So how many nursing students are you pushing through the envelope?
So for the last seven or eight years, we have graduated 24 nurses in each cohort. So we'll have 24 juniors and 24 seniors and graduate those students. And this year, for the first time, though, we've increased that cohort by 8. So in nursing, you increase cohorts by 8 because that's how you do clinicals in the hospital setting. So we have now 32 juniors in that cohort, and we'll hopefully have 32 juniors and seniors going forward.
So are you having to turn away prospective students?
We do turn away a handful every year who don't make the cut GPA-wise or some other issue with a course sequence.
So it's not a question of not having enough space. If you had, let's say you had another half a dozen qualified mm-hmm. students, you could get them in there.
You have to do it, with nursing, you have to do it in a very organized fashion in cohorts of 8.
So what's this cohorts? I don't know what cohorts is.
A group, in groups of 8.
Academia.
So So again, we went from 24 to 32. That's an increase of 8 in the class.
All right.
And we hope for, you know, the next 3 to 5 years to be up to about 40 per class.
So is this a 2-year program?
It's a 4-year degree.
4-year degree.
Now, they're 2 years Lancaster students and 2 years Columbia students, even though they're in Lancaster.
Even though they're in Lancaster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 4 years no matter how you cut it.
If
somebody just wanted to get an RN,
yes,
and didn't want the BS,
yep,
no pun intended, they could do that in less than 4 years?
They can. There are 2-year nursing degrees in the state that they can do that and sit for the same national exam.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you offer that, the 2-year program?
We used to offer that, yes.
Used to?
Yeah.
No more offer
that anymore. No.
You find that most of the nursing candidates want to have 4 years?
They want to have 4-year degrees, and hospitals want to hire people with 4-year degrees.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Right. So are you getting any knocks on the door from some of these hospitals in the area saying, what can we do to help you ramp this thing up?
Always, always. MUSC Health in Lancaster has been very helpful, very supportive of the program. As you might imagine, many of our clinicals are there and at Piedmont here in Rock Hill. We've had a long-standing, excellent relationship with Piedmont Hospital and continue that. And then we'll be spreading, hopefully, probably to Fort Mill and Indianland once that space is built in Indianland as well. So
they have somebody who's in a nursing program has to do so many hours of what you call clinical, actually on-site.
That's right. In categories like pediatrics and psychiatry and others that I can't name, med-surg and stuff like that.
So they got to get a passing grade basically from the hospital as well.
That's right, from their clinical instructor.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, they have clinical instructors.
Fascinating. So the demand is there.
Oh, yes.
And it's a good degree. I mean, you can make some nice money.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
In a traditional setting, or a traveling nurse can make a lot of money too.
Wow. All right, talk to me about where you are from a capital program. Do you have anything on the boards for that?
Yes, we have lots of stuff going on from one end of the campus to the other. We're working on upfits and renovations to the Bradley building right now. Some of the space, the Bradley building's 22 years old, and some of those spaces haven't been...
It's hard to believe.
I know, it's hard to believe. It hadn't been touched, and so that they're getting, especially the auditorium's getting a lot of work done.
And by the way, that is a fabulous auditorium.
Yeah.
You do a lot of concerts down there, yes, and it's just great.
It is.
Very
great
nice venue.
Yeah. We did our commencement outside for the very first time in a long time this past May, and so we had really outgrown the auditorium. So unless we could add somehow have the money and the architect experience to add a balcony, we're going to be outside for a little bit. But that's okay, because it does allow us to graduates to bring more family members to graduation.
Yes, and it also reminds everybody about what the heat is like in South Carolina.
That's right, even in May, right. But we have other things going on in Hubbard Hall and in the Gregory YMCA building as well. So other upfits going on there.
And how's your partnership with the YMCA doing?
It's great. You know, we are in touch with them often, and we're coming, it's hard to believe, we're coming to the end of our 5-year agreement. I know.
Really?
November 30th will be the end of that. So we're working right now to renew that for another 5 years, and we are grateful to the YMCA and its leadership.
A lot of usage of it?
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
And what they did was they took, I forgot what the building, what was the building's name?
It was the Gregory Health and Wellness Center on our campus.
Yeah.
And it became the Gregory Family YMCA.
Right. Good. Well, Dean, you've done good. I appreciate you being here today.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
Good to see you again.
Well, we do it every year.
Yep.
And if you need it more often, we can do it more often.
That's great.
All right?
Great.
Dean Walter Collins, our guest this afternoon on our Straight Talk program, presented live from Substation 2 by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Of course, we do it right here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads 6 days a week prepared right before your eyes. There's a magical formula that most people know, but for all the newbies coming into the community, we are going to give you an education right now. In the magical letters that are on this cue card, you're going to hear from the masses. Are we ready? 1, 2, 3.
Slice.
Dart. Everybody who's anybody knows what's done here, so come on by and get a sandwich for lunch or dinner 6 days a week. That'll wrap up our program. Thanks to you all, and we'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.